You're not even on the sensors.
There we go.
As if you needed another reason, that's a good one to not pull up right behind a car dead center on their license plate. You should already not be doing that, so you have escape routes if you have cars around you or coming up behind you. One, if you see them, you can escape. But two, the kind of ugly truth is it's more so if they hit you that you're not going to get creamed between two cars. The Department of Transportation doesn't really want to tell you that part. They say more so like, oh, so you can get away if you see a car. But no, it's also so when you get hit, you get to go flying forward and into the air and not hit a solid car surface in front of you. But besides that, it also helps you so you can see when someone's just sitting on their phone doing nothing, that you can go around them and hit the sensors so that life can keep moving on when other people don't want it to. That's the ugly truth about a lot of motorcycle strategies. A lot of what we do isn't to avoid getting hit. It's just so that when we get hit, it's, you know, a lot better for us. Like lane splitting. God, don't get me started on lane splitting, but I'd rather get hit by a side view mirror 10 times and get rear-ended at 60 miles an hour sitting in stop and go traffic. So when people say, oh, I don't like lane splitting, what happens if you get hit? You're like, yeah, what would happen? I don't know, something a whole lot better than you sitting on your phone and hitting me straight from behind and running me into a semi-truck in front of me. I'd rather be carried away in that thing than the county F-150.